We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you back here on WCDO. It's our fourth game of the day. We finally made it, folks, here to the nightcap. It's the Tri-Valley Championship on the boys' side between Milford and Lawrence. We just saw the same two schools go at it in the girls' game, where Milford came out victorious by a score of 40-30. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans the best in tonight's game. Should be a great one. These two teams split during the regular season and are just very, very evenly matched. Both big, both athletic. We're in for a real treat here tonight. When we come back, we will hear coaches' interview here for Milford and Lawrence. We'll have one in the pregame, one in the halftime, so you'll get to hear both sides. We'll get that when we come back. It's the boys' Tri-Valley Championship coming up here on WCDO.
It's Championship Saturday for the Mac and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all Mac and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports as we get set for the Tri-Valley Championship contest tonight between Milford and Lawrence. And we're joined by Milford head coach Frank Spurchis. And coach, how excited is your group to be here? Your starting five, all seniors. They have to be excited to get a chance to win a Tri-Valley title here this year in their senior year.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think, you know, playing Lawrence just adds incentive to, you know, our desire to win the game. It's a good rivalry. It's been going on for a lot of years, back to the Pat Grasso days. So, yeah, I mean, they're excited. I mean, you know, when you're two teams left out of the 10, it's a good season, and, you know, we're playing for something right now, and I'm sure that I won't have to do too much to get them motivated.
Now, in the regular season, of course, you won your Tri-Valley contest against Lawrence in the other division, and then you did fall in the Christmas tournament by 1 point to them. Can you talk about some of the matchup issues that each team has with each other? I think it's really interesting. Some great athletes on both sides.
You know, when you look at Lawrence, you've got five players that can score, you know, so they have good balance there. And they got three big guys that makes it difficult, especially for us to contend with, because we're not particularly that, you know, that large. On our side, you know, I think we got quickness, and I think we've got five guys that share the ball well. And as you said, I think it's going to be a real interesting match. I think both games were close the first two times we played, and I don't expect anything different this time.
Now, being that your guys have had some experience playing in the Tri-Valley Championship before, just being there last year, does that help with some of the nerves and the excitement and just being able to settle down and play the game once warm-ups are over and the kind of the initial butterflies go away?
You know, I don't think so. I think both teams are going to have butterflies. If it does anything, I mean, we played there the last couple of years. You know, adjusting to the depth perception in the gym is the biggest problem I think teams that go there for the first time have. Other than that, you know, I think everything else is the same. You know, when you talk about, you know, in the paint is in the paint. So, I mean, there's not a lot of difference there. It's everything behind the baskets. And, you know, I think it's not like we play there, you know, four or five times a year. You know, you only play once a year. It was a year ago. I think we'll have a little bit less nerves because we've been there. But Lawrence has got, you know, they're well coached, and, you know, they're not green players. They're seasoned, and so I don't think they'll have too much difficulty adjusting either. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. I just don't feel that way.
Coach, I had a chance to watch you guys get in a scrimmage against Sydney. How do you think that helped your club? It has to be hard to have a full week off in between your last game and the championship.
You know, we wanted to play a quality team. Sydney is surely that. You know, I walked away feeling that we did some good things. I also walked away that I think there's things that, you know, that we got 2 days to work on. You know, they had pretty good size, so it's a little bit comparable to Lawrence. I mean, they had good outside shooters. You know, the biggest difference is they played man-to-man the whole time. I don't think Andy's going to pull any surprises. He's going to play his 2-3 zone. But, you know, anytime you get an opportunity to play a quality team, or scrimmage or game, whatever, I think you have to take advantage of it, and it really points out a lot of things. And it was nice because from the standpoint that when sectionals comes, you know, the team we play could very well be an unknown. And so I think that's helpful in that way.
Milford head coach Frank Spurches, thanks for joining us here on WCDL. Good luck in the Tri-Valley Championship.
Thanks for having me, Nate.
We'll take a quick break and be right back here on WCDL.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on CDO. One last contest to bring you here tonight from Oneonta State, the Dewar Arena. It's the Boys Tri-Valley Championship between Milford and Lawrence, and it's the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop over and see them today for transportation needs, daily rentals, and an expert service department. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. You know, we've seen both these teams on CDO this year. We've seen Lawrence a couple of times when they matched up with Franklin, and we saw that Milford game against Morris. They're two teams that I've seen many times this year, but I haven't seen them play each other yet. I'm really excited because Lawrence has some great size, but not only do they have the size, but they have the quickness. They have some good guard play. Mitchell Berra is a big-time guard, and as you'll hear Andy Coach
Lawrence head coach Andy Carr described later, he's a man out on the floor, and he really is. He's a lot to handle out there, and Jared Conklin is a big guard as well who can step out and shoot the three. They're just a very good team, and Anthony Monaco as well inside is a great, great player that Milford's going to have to keep off the board. On the other side, for the Wildcats, they're starting five all seniors, and I think they're led by Peyton Griffiths. He scored over 1,000 points this year. Went over 1,000 points for his career this year. He's a senior guard. He's been here before. Milford won the Tri-Valley Championship, I mean, just last year in overtime over Edmiston, 52-47. So they're here. They're looking to repeat. They were here the year before. They lost to Morris in 2013. And this is a program that's used to being here. This is their 15th trip to the Tri-Valley Championship in the history of the Tri-Valley League on the boys' side. So they're a team that has been here, and especially with this group. Before this group, the last time they'd been here was in 2006 when they lost to GMU. But, you know, 2013, 2014, 2015, they're here, and you have guys like Griffiths averaging 20 a game, Will Ward with 12 a game, Max Lang with 11, Jake Tabor with 10. So there's four of their five. Starting five are in double figures. So it's going to be a great game. Lawrence is 14-2. Milford is 15-3. Both teams are in the honorable mention in the most recent Class D New York State poll. So it's two teams that are going to really get after it. I think both are really hungry to pick up a win here going into sectional play. And it's just a lot of fun, a lot of athletic guys. And maybe we'll see some great athletic plays tonight from Peyton Griffiths, a very quick young man who can get up and dunk the ball, too. So we'll see what happens here tonight. All right, we'll take one last quick break. We'll come back with the starting lineups. Milford and Lawrence set to dance here for the Tri-Valley Championship coming up here on WCDO.
Stay Quality good. Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back as we get set for the start of the contest here tonight between Milford and Lawrence for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. It's our fourth game here today. Started off at 2 o'clock as BG won the Girls MAC Championship. At 4 o'clock, the Sydney Boys won the MAC Championship. At 6 o'clock, the Milford Girls won the Tri-Valley Championship. And we will see who wins here tonight between Lawrence and Milford for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. And, of course, we heard from Milford head coach Frank Spurchis in our pregame show brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. At halftime, we will hear from longtime Lawrence head coach Andy Carr and get his thoughts on this matchup between the Wildcats and the Leopards. Just wanted to take this opportunity to thank some of our special sponsors here tonight for this contest and for Championship Saturday, really. AmeriGas of Sydney, Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, Marabito Energy Products, NBT Bank, SFCU, the Misty Ridge Cat Lodge of Lawrence, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Isabella's Pizza and Pasta in Lawrence, the Milford and Lawrence Booster Clubs, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Stacey Frazier, Associate Broker at Keller Williams, Upstate New York Properties, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney, and Bainbridge Coin Laundry in Bainbridge. Those are just a fraction of our sponsors, as we'll be mentioning more of them throughout the contest, as a lot of local businesses sponsoring the kids here tonight in this championship contest. And just another reminder, I know we mentioned it before, but a lot of fun tournaments coming up at these two schools in terms of basketball, dodgeball, and soccer on March 21st. It's the MCS basketball 3-on-3 tournament double elimination. Go to milfordcentral.org to register for that. The Lawrence Central School dodgeball tournament on March 14th at 10 a.m. to benefit the baseball program. Food and prizes included. Registration starts at 9 a.m. that day. Visit lawrencecs.org to register your team there. The annual LCS 3-on-3 basketball tournament, April 18th and 19th, high school and adult divisions. Trophies and prizes for top teams. Again, more info at lawrencecs.org. And the Morris Booster Club first annual futsal soccer tournament on Saturday, March 28th, starting at 8 a.m. Modified and varsity teams are welcome. $80 for each team. Contact the Milford Booster Club to register, 437-4225. That's 437-4225. The Booster Club is also looking for tournament sponsors. It's $25 to have your business name placed on the back of the shirt. So call again, 437-4225. To help out with the Milford Futsal Soccer Tournament. Let's run through the starting lineups here tonight for Lawrence and Milford. First for the Lawrence Leopards, they are led by number 21, senior Mitchell Barra, as well as number 23, senior Jared Conklin. Number 32, junior Anthony Monaco. Number 33, a sophomore Mason Weir. And number 42, a sophomore Jarrett Benjamin. A lot of size for head coach Andy Carr and the Lawrence Leopards lineup. For Milford, all seniors in their lineup. Number 3, Blake Elliott. Number 4, Max Lang, the big guy down low. Number 5, he's the one you want to watch, Peyton Griffiths here for Milford. A senior, number 13, Will Ward, can really shoot the ball from the outside. And a senior, the workhorse, number 32, Jake Tabor. Watch him on the glass and just all over the court here tonight. Frank Spurchis, the head coach for the Milford Wildcats here tonight. So again, this is the 15th trip in boys program history for Milford to the Tri-Valley Championship. They come in 15-3. Lawrence is 14-2. And just a lot of numbers between these two programs. You look at Griffiths averaging 20 for Milford. Lang with 11 and Ward with 12. For Lawrence, Barra averages 16. Conklin averages 13. And they got some outside shooters as well. Will Ward comes into tonight for Milford hitting 31 three-pointers on the year. Jared Conklin has hit 22 on the year here for Lawrence. Lawrence is in the home white uniforms here tonight with the purple and the black trim, has the purple shorts as well, says Milford across the chest in white lettering. Lawrence is in the road red uniforms just like the girls. The game before this with the white and the black trim, says Lawrence in white lettering across the chest. Here we go. Set to jump it up as both teams getting their final instructions from their coaches. Milford will go left to right to start things off. Lawrence right to left. Folks, we expect a very athletic and physical game, just like we saw between Sydney and Delhi at 4 o'clock in the boys' game. Oh, set to be a great one. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. It's the tip-off of our final game here on this Marathon Championship Saturday. Milford and Lawrence for the Tri-Valley Championship. Good show of sportsmanship, everybody shaking hands at half court before we jump things up. And this place is electric, as it has been all day. Great support from all the local communities, BG, Sydney, Delhi, Lawrence, and Milford, all really coming out to support their schools and their kids here today. It's great to see. Mitchell Barra for Lawrence will jump it up, and Max Lang for Milford. Here we go. Boys Tri-Valley Championship underway. Lawrence wins the tip ahead for Jared Conklin. Off the glass, no good. Rebound for Jarrett Benjamin is in. And Lawrence gets the first 2 points of the game. Just 10 seconds in off the tip. And here is Will Ward going left to right, folks, for Blake Elliott. Across now for Peyton Griffiths at the top of the key. Griffiths now for Max Lang. Throws it across the top of the 2-3 zone here for Lawrence, just like Milford expected in our pregame interview. He said, I don't think we'll see any trickery. Lawrence will come out in the 2-3. That was Milford head coach Frank Spurchis saying that. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Will Ward for Peyton Griffiths in front of the Lawrence bench. Griffiths with five on the shot clock. Works it down low for Tabor. Back out for Will Ward for three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound for Max Lang. He goes up. It's knocked out of bounds, and we'll stay here with Milford and a fresh shot clock. 7:13 to go, first quarter. Lawrence 2, Milford nothing. Milford running through a full shot clock on the first possession. They'll get the ball in. Back out to Griffiths. He'll shoot a three, top of the key. This one off the mark, no good. Ball loose off the rebound. Tabor can't keep it in, and Lawrence will come away with it. And Mason Weir will bring the ball up the floor here for Lawrence on their first offensive possession. Milford thinks they are very quick, and they are. A good athletic team, they'll go man-to-man. Here's Jared Conklin down the right side for Mitchell Barra. Inside to the left, up and under. Layup is good for Mitchell Barra. Lawrence jumps out to a 4-0 lead with 6:45 to go first quarter. Here is Will Ward up the floor here for Milford. Passing to the right side as the Wildcats go left to right. Here's Blake Elliott top of the key. Now into the corner for Will Ward off a pass from Max Lang. Lang into the corner for Griffiths. Baseline drive. He gets up and lays it in. Looked like he was going to throw that one down. He got up just to the level of the rim and then put it in. Excellent play there for Peyton Griffiths. Lawrence 4, Milford 2. Good strong take to the hole there. 6:10 to go, first quarter. Here's Mason Weir to the far side. Nice pass down low for Jarrett Benjamin. Works his way in deep, but he's stripped of the ball there by Jake Tabor off of his hands and out of bounds. So 6:06 to go. First quarter, Lawrence 4, Milford 2. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Ball underneath the basket, and Jarrett Benjamin will toss it in. Just a sophomore into fellow sophomore. Mason Weir back out top for Mitchell Barra. His shot is off the mark, no good. Milford the rebound. Here comes Griffiths. Griffiths is to half court. Little stutter step, dribble, drive all the way to the hole, up and in. Boy, Peyton Griffiths with an excellent move. Mitchell Barra was standing there about to take a charge, and Griffiths went right around him with a little juke move. Real nice. 4-4 the score. 5:40 to go first quarter here from Succo. Now we'll have a call against Will Ward for a reach-in foul right in front of the Milford bench. They'll bring up a whistle with 5:38 to go first quarter. Barra will inbound the ball here for Lawrence on the far side, right to the left of the scorer's table. We'll pass it in for Jared Conklin. Conklin to Anthony Monaco. Monaco, top of the key. Far side for Barra. Dribble drive into the paint. Goes up. This one rims out. Rebound, though, for Anthony Monaco, and it's in. Monaco, his first 2 points of the ball game. Lawrence 6, Milford 4. Boy, that Lawrence size inside is going to be tough to deal with for Milford here tonight. They have some big bodies that are working on the Windex, on the glass there. Here's Griffiths in the left corner. His pass gets to Will Ward. Steps in, foul line jumper. Off the mark, no good. Another rebound here for Monaco. And ahead comes Lawrence with Will Weir. Excuse me, Mason Weir ahead now. Weir to the far side. It's tipped away and out of bounds with 4:57 to go first quarter. Mason Weir was being guarded there by Will Ward. And it's been a long day, folks. Messed that one up. My apologies. 4:55 to go first quarter. Having fun, though. This is a great Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence 6, Milford 4 in boys action. Here's Mitchell Barra left side. Outside the three-point line, Barra, nice move. Left baseline. Dumps it inside. Knocked away by Peyton Griffiths. Griffiths with his first steal of the contest. Brings it up the floor, top of the key. Nice dribble drive again, all the way to the hole. This one off the glass, no good. Rebound for Lawrence. And Monaco brings it down for Conklin, and now to Weir. Weir looks over to head coach Andy Carr, gets the signals, and will bring it up the floor. With 4:25 to go first quarter, it's Lawrence 6, Milford 4. Now for Monaco in the right corner, and back up top for Weir. Weir down low for Conklin. Into the paint, tries to go up and under, blocked away. It hit the underside of the rim, and the rebound for Max Lang of Milford. And ahead now, Griffiths was looking ahead for Will Ward, who had his back to the play. It hit Ward and bounced out. Griffiths saying, my fault on that one, as Will Ward comes back down the floor here. So 4:11 to go, first quarter. And Blake Elliott's going to check out of the game, and Paul Van Warner will come in for Milford. Their first substitution of the night for head coach Frank Spurchase. 4:11 to go first quarter. It's Lawrence 6, Milford 4. And here's Weir bringing it up the floor for the Leopards. A very strong sophomore point guard here for Lawrence. Mitchell Barra, closely guarded by Jake Tabor. Again, they go down low for Conklin. Back out for Barra. Three ball. This one off the front rim. Boy, it looked good. Max Lang going for the rebound. He got tied up there with Monaco. Ball out of bounds and possession back to Milford. 3:53 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 6, Milford 4. And they'll inbound the ball here to Peyton Griffiths, who will walk it up the floor. And Griffiths will get to half court. Down the right side is Milford in the home whites tonight with the purple and the black shorts. Goes left to right. Lawrence in the red with the black and the white trim. Inside, Max Lang going for the turnaround opportunity. This one off the front rim, no good. And again, Monaco is there to clean it up. Boy, even when Milford gets it inside, it's just the land of the trees in there for Lawrence. And here is Mitchell Berra into the right corner, stripped away there by Jake Caver of Milford. Ball out of bounds. 3:25 to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 6 and Milford 4. Mitchell Berra will inbound the ball directly in front of the Milford bench and gets it into Jared Conklin. Closely guarded there by Will Ward. Good size matchup here for Lawrence as Conklin gets it back. Three ball off the back rim, no good. Following his shot is Conklin off the glass. Again, rims out. Ball loose on the floor. Monaco comes down with it for Lawrence, puts it up. His shot no good. Another opportunity for Monaco. This one falls short. Griffith skies up for the rebound. Here comes Milford looking to run. Griffith the length of the floor, off the glass and in. And Griffith has all six of Milford's points so far. He took that one coast to coast. 2:50 to go, first quarter, and we're tied 6-6. Lawrence has been unable to stop the dribble drive of Peyton Griffith. Into the left corner now for Mitchell Berra. As Lawrence goes right to left here, where it's a tie ball game. Boys Tri-Valley Championship, we're tied at 6. Here's Conklin, top of the key, back for Mason Weir. Inside, knocked away by Jake Tabor of Milford, out of bounds. Possession stays here with Lawrence underneath their own basket. They'll inbound the ball at the left block with Jared Conklin. 6-6 the score. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Milford looking to repeat after they took down Edmiston 52-47 in OT last year. Here's Conklin. Goes up. He's fouled as he was in the lane, and he'll go to the line for two. See who the foul is on here for Milford, and that will be on Peyton Griffiths, his first. This will be the third team foul here on Milford. None on Lawrence so far. 2:26 to go, first quarter. Conklin to the line for Lawrence. Up and good. So Conklin, his first points of the evening. It's Lawrence 7, Milford 6. And now Jared Benjamin comes to the bench, and checking in is the senior, Edwin Rivera. It's a little bit of a smaller lineup now, as Rivera more of a guard. Benjamin, one of the big guys for Lawrence. Second shot coming for Conklin is good. So Lawrence, 2-for-2 from the line, and it's Lawrence 8, Milford 6, 2:25 to go, first quarter. And here is Will Ward to the left side for Peyton Griffiths. Griffiths holding on and back to Ward against the 2-3 zone here of Lawrence. Milford is stuck man-to-man, and Lawrence is stuck with their traditional 2-3. Here's Peyton Griffiths. Pull-up jumper off the mark, no good, and Mitchell Barrett skies for the rebound. And outside now for Jared Conklin as Lawrence brings the ball up the floor with Weir. Closely guarded here by Paul Van Warner, who's a very good athlete and will be tough in the man-to-man. And Mason Weir throws this one out of bounds as he was looking to hit Jared Conklin back door. And this one out of bounds and back to Milford. Lawrence 8, Milford 6. 1:56 to go, first quarter. And this will be Will Ward bringing the ball up the floor and passing off to Peyton Griffiths outside the three-point line. Griffiths into the high post for Jake Tabor and back out for Paul Van Warner to the far side for Will Ward from downtown. This one off the back rim, no good. Goes into the rebound there for Milford. They can't get it to go. That's Brian Atwell into the game. He misses the layup, and Lawrence again picks up the loose change. A minute and a half to go, first quarter. And here is Lawrence bringing the ball down the floor again as they go right to left. Lawrence 8, Milford 6, boys Tri-Valley Championship. Here's Conklin back off for Berra to the tin, up and in. Mitchell Berra has 4, and it's Lawrence 10, Milford 6. As Will Ward brings the ball up the floor here for the Wildcats. Into the right corner for Paul Van Warner. Now for Atwell. Lofts one back up to the top of the key for Tabor. Now for Will Ward. Into the corners. They look to get it to Griffiths, top of the key. Here he comes. Dribble drive down low for Tabor. Looking to go straight up. Blocked away. Ball is loose, and Lawrence comes away with 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Berra puts on the brakes and now passes one over for Conklin. Dribble drive of his own to the hoop, off the glass and in. Jared Conklin with 4. Lawrence with a great first quarter. They lead 12-6. 35 seconds left. Here's Griffiths. Drives to the paint, and he's fouled as he goes up for the layup. He'll shoot 2. 32 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Lawrence 12, Milford 6. And Griffiths with all 6 points so far here tonight for Milford as he steps to the line. First shot coming here for Peyton Griffiths. This one up and off the mark, no good, and really no exception here to this fourth and final game. Everybody here today has struggled shooting the ball a little bit. Now checking into the game for Lawrence is Sean Rockwell for Edwin Rivera. Second shot coming for Griffiths. This one is in. He's got seven here in the first quarter. It's Lawrence 12, Milford 7. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Jared Conklin with the ball as Lawrence goes right to left. A shot here from Rockwell off the mark. No good. Here comes Will Ward back the other way. Crossover move taken away by Conklin. And now a long outlet pass stolen right back, though, by Milford. Here's Tabor at half court. He lost it. Vera comes down with it. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Vera, pull-up jumper is short, but right there to clean up the mess is Anthony Monaco. He puts it in. And let's see if Milford can get off a shot. Here's Griffiths at the buzzer. He got it. Peyton Griffiths. Oh, my goodness. A couple of steps in from half court. He nails the three-pointer. He scores all 10 points for Milford in the first quarter. And that'll do it for the first frame. Lawrence 14, Milford 10. Boys Tri-Valley Championship second quarter coming up. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here live from Oneonta State. Lawrence 14 and Milford 10. Peyton Griffiths scoring all 10 Milford points in the first quarter, including a deep bomb of a three-pointer at the buzzer. He was only a couple of steps within the half-court line, and that was a huge, huge dagger there for Milford as they get back into the contest. They were going to trail by seven. Instead, they only trail by four to start the second quarter. Milford going left to right. Here's Blake Elliott for three. This one off the mark for Milford. Ball out of bounds on that far side, and a nice job by Max Lang. Hustled over into the corner, threw the ball off of Conklin of Lawrence, and Milford will hold on to possession. So 7:46 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 14, Milford 10. Elliott has to lob the ball in here to Max Lang. He'll pass it back up to Griffiths at the top of the key. He's already in double figures. He's got 10. Good balance scoring on the other side for the Leopards. Outside, Will Ward downtown. Three off the mark, no good. Lang with a rebound for Milford. Back out top and a fresh shot clock. Griffiths steps in. Three ball, no good. Rebound for Jake Tabor. Up off the glass and good. Jake Tabor, his first 2 points of the evening, and it's back to a two-point ball game. Lawrence 14, Milford 10, after Lawrence was up by seven just a couple of minutes ago, 14-7. Now it's 14-12. 14-12 the score. Lawrence with the ball in the red and the black here tonight. Going right to left, here's Conklin from downtown. That one's good. Jared Conklin now with seven for Lawrence. And it's Lawrence 17, Milford 12. And here is Blake Elliott outside the three-point line. Now back up top for Ward. Far side for Griffiths. 360 spin move, and he's fouled as he goes to the hoop. Ball out of bounds, and will stay here with Milford. Great athletic play. Can't believe he got in the lane that quickly, and ball out of bounds. Monaco will check back in here for Lawrence as Rockwell will go to the bench. 6:48 to go, second quarter. Ball is in there for Max Lang. Three ball in the corner, no good. Outlet pass, here's Mitchell Barra. Runs the floor, and he's fouled there by Max Lang with 6:41 to go, second quarter. 17-12 the score, and I thought maybe they were going to get Max Lang for an intentional there. That's what the Lawrence fans wanted, but they're not going to get it, it looks like. Much to the dismay of that Lawrence cheering section. Barra was coming down full steam, and Lang did get a good clip of him. I don't think there was any real ill will intended on the play. Both guys got right up, shook hands, no problems, but boy, that was a tough physical foul, just like this game is so far. 6:41 to go, second quarter. Barra to the line, short on the first one. Second shot coming here for Mitchell Barra of Lawrence. 17-12 the score. Second shot coming here for Mitchell Barra. Barra with 4 points so far in the contest for Lawrence. Make it five. And Lawrence leads 18-12. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Here's Ward down the floor, top of the key. And now for Blake Elliott into the right corner as Milford goes left to right. And this 2-3 zone and the size of Lawrence really giving Milford some problems so far. Inside for Lang. Lang down low, up off the glass. Can't get it to go. He's fouled. He'll go to the line with 6:23 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 18, Milford 12. Shot coming from Lang at the line for Milford. Lang looking for his first points of the night as Conklin is called for the foul. And so Milford with 12 points, 10 from Peyton Griffiths. Lawrence with 18, 7 from Conklin, 5 from Barra, 4 from Monaco, and 2 from Jared Benjamin. Griffiths with 10 and Jake Tabor with 2 for Milford. Now the Zebra crew having a little conference here just outside of the foul line area. We'll see. They're going to switch who the foul was on from Conklin to Monaco. Conklin's 23, Monaco's 32. I think just a little confusion over there at the scorers table, so they switched that up. 6:23 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 18, Milford 12. These are some big foul shots, even though it's early in the game. Milford trying to stay close. Here's Max Lang at the line. First shot is up, rattles out, no good. So Max Lang still looking for his first points tonight. He's got his hands full down low, trying to deal with Monaco and Benjamin and Barra tonight. Looking for some free points from the line here. Second shot coming for Max Lang. This one rattles off the back rim, no good. 6:20 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 18, Milford 12. And again, the Succo shooting woes continue for all the teams here in today's games. Top of the key now is Mason Weir as Lawrence has the ball going right to left. 6:05 to go, second quarter, down low. And here's Monaco up off the glass, and it's good. Monaco with 6. He's really a difference so far for Lawrence here tonight. He's got some size, and he's using it well inside. Lawrence 20, Milford 12. Here's Peyton Griffiths to the far side now for Will Ward. Milford trying to find some space here against this tough, active 2-3 zone that Lawrence has brought to the table. And here is Peyton Griffiths. Bounces back and finds Lang, top of the key for 3. Can't get the shooter's roll. There's Mitchell Barra looking for the outlet pass ahead for Monaco. Stolen away there by Griffiths. And Griffiths throwing the ball back in, taken right back by Conklin. He has his shot off the glass. No good, and Jake Tabor comes down with the rebound and an outlet pass for Griffiths. 20-12. Lawrence ahead of Milford. 5:15 to go before the half. Here's Will Ward. Back out to Griffiths. Pump fake into the lane. Down low for Jake Tabor. Reverse layup off the glass and good for Tabor. He went right to left. Puts it in for Milford. Tabor has 4. It's Lawrence 20, Milford 14. Here's Mason Weir communicating with head coach Andy Carr over on the bench. Barks out the signals. Down to the far side here is Milford still playing some tough defense with 4:45 to go, second quarter. Left wing side. Mason Weir pulls it back out, gets it down low to Conklin. Back across now for Mitchell Barra. Steps into a 3. This one off the back rim, no good. Peyton Griffiths gets to the ball first, knocked out of bounds though. Possession will stay here with the Leopards of Lawrence. Rivera is going to come into the ball game here for Anthony Monaco. 4:30 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 20, Milford 14. And I think Andy Carr is just trying to keep Monaco fresh by rotating him in and out because that size advantage is key. If he can keep Monaco fresh, that would really help Lawrence. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 20, Milford 14. Mason Weir into the corner. Now to Mitchell Barra. Barra into the paint. Shot is up. Gets the roll and good. And Barra now has 7. Lawrence 22, Milford 14. Here's Will Ward down the left side for Peyton Griffiths. Back to Ward. Ward for Blake Elliott. Back to Griffiths. Left side. Pump fakes on the threes. Looking to get inside. Goes into the land of the trees. Can't get the shot to go, but it'll go to the line. And the score still Lawrence 22, Milford 14. 4:03 to go, second quarter. Milford just looks like they don't have much confidence in their shots at the moment. Griffiths continuing to have success by taking it to the hole, but just couldn't finish on that possession. He'll have two from the line here. First shot is up and off the mark for Peyton Griffiths. 4:03 to go, second quarter, and Lawrence leads 22-14. Blake Elliott back out of the game, and in is Paul Van Warner here for Milford. So just about halfway through this second quarter. Second shot for Griffiths. He gets the roll. He's got 11. 4 minutes to go. Second quarter, Lawrence 22, Milford 15. Boys Tri-Valley Championship Contest here tonight on CDO. Here's Mason Weir, top of the key, three ball. He got it, his first shot of the night. He puts it home. It's Lawrence 25, Milford 15. Boy, and everybody filling it up tonight here for Lawrence. 3:40 to go, second quarter. It's a 10-point lead here for the Leopards. They are off and running and playing well. Top of the key for Peyton Griffiths now as Milford goes left to right. Dumps it down low, looking for Jake Tabor. Out of bounds, no good. 3.5 to go, 3:30 to go, second quarter. Lawrence leads 25-15. Milford will take a timeout, so will we. The Wildcats down by 10. The Leopards playing a heck of a first half here. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef House is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef House Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back. I don't know if anybody would have called this. Lawrence being up by 10. 3:30 to go, second quarter. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. I think everybody thought this was going to be a pretty even ball game, maybe even giving the lean to Milford. But Lawrence has come out. They're shooting very well. They're using their size and really just playing a great first half here. 3:25 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 25, Milford 15. Here's Mason Weir, brings it up the floor. Down low for Jared Conklin. Knocked away, though, by Milford. Milford going left to right, and they get the ball ahead to Paul Van Warner. He puts on the brakes. Van Warner passes it across now for Peyton Griffiths on the right wing. Back for Van Warner for Will Ward. Ward not looking for a shot as much. He missed a couple in the early going. Hasn't scored yet. Guy averaging 11 a game. And just doesn't look confident in his shot at the moment. Here's Tabor. Here's somebody who is confident in his shot. Finger roll is up and good. So it's still Griffiths with 11. Tabor with 6. It's Lawrence 25, Milford 17. And here's Lawrence going right to left in the red with the white and black trim. They get it down low for Jarrett Benjamin. Turnaround shot is up and good. Everybody contributing tonight now for Lawrence. Jarrett Benjamin puts it in. It's 27-17. To the far side, Griffiths for Tabor. Off his fingertips, Conklin got a piece too. Goes out of bounds. And so Rockwell comes back into the game, and Rivera comes out for Lawrence. So Lawrence head coach Andy Carr just continuing to roll his guys off the bench here. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Lawrence 27, Milford 17. Here's Max Lang, left side. Dribble drive, finger roll is up and good. Max Lang, his first 2 points of the night. Lawrence 27, Milford 19. Wildcats need a stop here. Lawrence has just been doing so well offensively here in the first half. Everybody contributing. Here's Mason Weir. Dribble drive to the hole. It's good. Mason Weir now with 5. You got Barrow with 7. Conklin with 7. Monaco with 6. Weir with 5. Benjamin with 4. It's a full effort here tonight from Lawrence. They lead 29-19. 1:50 to go here. In the second quarter, here's Max Lang to the hole. Missed that one, got his own rebound, puts it in. And Lang now has 4. It's 29-21. And Lawrence again bringing the ball up the floor. Milford doing everything they can to keep this in single digits at the moment. Here is Mason Weird, sophomore point guard for Lawrence. Just as he gets across half court, Andy Carr will take a 30-second timeout. So will we. 1:34 to go, second quarter. Boys Tri-Valley Championship, Lawrence 29, Milford 21. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back. Championship Saturday here on CDO.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 1:34 to go before halftime here. Make sure to stay tuned for our halftime report brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Boys Tri-Valley Championship here in the nightcap. Lawrence 29, Milford 21. Here's Mitchell Vera, right side, outside the three-point line. Back up top for Mason Weir. Weir back to Vera. Inside to Jarrett Benjamin. Back out for Vera. Pump fakes on the three. Dribble drive off the glass and good. Mitchell Vera now with nine. And he's the high scorer for Lawrence. It's Lawrence 31, Milford 21. Here's Griffiths in the corner. Skips it across for Will Ward. Nice pump fake. Gets inside. Fall away. Jumper is good for Will Ward. And he now gets his first 2 points of the game. So Max Lang, Will Ward starting to heat up a little bit here for Milford. 50 seconds to go before the half. Lawrence 31, Milford 23. Here is Weir. Knocked away. Ball is loose, and Weir gets tied up there with Paul Van Warner. Ball out of bounds, and Milford will get possession. 46 seconds to go. This would be big if they could get some points on this possession, cut into this Lawrence lead. If you're the Leopards, got to continue to play your big, active defense. They've really done a nice job of limiting Milford to one shot here. Nice pass down low from Griffiths to Tabor. I think he was thinking about the layup before catching the pass. Went right through his fingertips and out of bounds. And Tabor says, my fault on that one. That would have been probably an easy 2 points there for Milford. 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. Lawrence with the ball going right to left. And here is Mitchell Barrett, top of the key. Now off for Conklin. 25 to go on the game clock. Conklin. Dribble drive, gets a nice screen, back out for Weir, three ball, got it, Mason Weir from downtown, he's got eight, Lawrence 34, Milford 23, 10 seconds to go, second quarter, here's Griffiths for Milford, can he get off one last shot, gets it out for Will Ward, downtown for Milford, shot is no good, ball into the corner, Milford won't be able to get a shot off, and that'll do it. It's halftime, and Milford trails 34-23. Great first half for Lawrence. And Lawrence running off the court into the locker room. Milford is going to have to go in and regroup. If there's a talented team that could come back, it is Milford. But the way Lawrence is playing here tonight, boy, this is certainly going to be a tough road to hoe here for Milford to come back. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Lawrence 34, Milford 23, halftime of the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. We'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull here for CDO Sports.
This winter, let Mirabito keep life warm. Mirabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Mirabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Halftime here on WCDO. Boys Tri-Valley Championship game. It's Lawrence 34, Milford 23. Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Lawrence leading 34-23. Let's run through the scoring summary. 4 for Max Lang for Milford, 11 for Peyton Griffiths, including 10, all 10 of Milford's points in the first quarter coming from Griffiths. 2 for Will Ward and 6 for Jake Tabor for a total of 23. For Lawrence, they are led by 9 from Mitchell Barra, 8 from Mason Weir, 7 from Jared Conklin, 6 from Anthony Monaco, 4 for Jared Benjamin. Just great quality scoring across the board for Lawrence, and they lead 34-23. Absolutely great effort here from the Lawrence Leopards on offense. Boys, Tri-Valley All-Stars being announced here at halftime. A lot of familiar faces out there from our WCDL broadcast throughout the year. Congratulations to those guys. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with an interview with Lawrence head coach Andy Carr. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lull with you here for WCDO Sports, and we're now joined by the head coach of the Lawrence Leopards, head coach Andy Carr. And coach, you get set for a battle here with Milford tonight, the third time seeing them this year. What do you expect under the bright lights at Suco here for the Tri-Valley Championship?
It's going to be a battle. Milford's a very good team. I mean, they're coming in with three losses, and we beat them earlier in the season in our Christmas tournament, and we beat them by one. And and that was on our court. So, they're going to be a tough opponent for us.
What do you think is the hardest thing to match up with for Milford? They seem to have some size, speed, seniors all across the board for the starting lineup. Has to be hard to match up with.
Their quickness is going to be a problem for us. Peyton Griffiths, he's quick. He can handle the ball real well. He can attack the basket. It's going to be tough to keep him away from the basket. Size-wise, we're pretty big ourselves, and I think that we should be able to match up with them on the boards, but the quickness is what makes me a little nervous because they're going to be up and down the floor.
Coach, you have some guys who have really stepped up for you this year in terms of Mason Weir as just a sophomore, but of course your seniors and Mitchell Barra and Jared Conklin. Can you talk about their play this year and what they've meant to your team?
Yeah, Mitchell Barra, he's a man on the floor. He's 6'4", he's a solid 190, and he's a strong, strong athletic kid. Jared Conklin, he's another senior that we have that's played 3 years for us. Mitchell Barra's played, this is his fourth year of varsity. Jared Conklin has played 3 years, and he's a pure shooter, and he can handle the ball real well. Pressure usually doesn't bother us too much because Mason Weir, he's a sophomore, and he's able to handle the pressure. And between him and Jared Conklin bringing the ball down the floor, we're pretty confident in their ball handling. And then we got Anthony Monaco, who's a junior, and he's 6'3", and he's a force inside. And then a kid that we brought up off the JV at the beginning of the year, Jared Benjamin, he's a 6'5" sophomore, big kid, and he's huge on the boards for us.
Can you talk a little bit about what happened earlier this week? You guys had a dominating performance against a team from the MAC and Walton. You hit 14 three-pointers. We all opened up the newspaper and said, wow, what a night for the Leopards. Can you tell us how your team got so hot there the other night?
Yeah, we had a tough week the week before. We had to beat Evanston on a Wednesday to clinch our division, and then we had to go to Morris that Friday, 2 days later, and and play them, and you know, and they're a quality team. And we struggled a little bit over at Morse, and we ended up beating them by 3. Then the following Monday, we got snowed out. We were supposed to play Walton, but we played on Tuesday, so we had a couple days off. Kids got rested, and we were able to come out, and we were kind of relaxed. And guys just, you know, they found the bomb in the net. I mean, it was a fun game to watch, and you know, we just shot lights out. We shot 51.9% from the arc, and that's usually unheard of. So, you know, we're hoping that when we shoot three-pointers, we're shooting 33%, and we really outdid ourselves, you know, against Walton. You know, Walton's a good team. They came in 8-8. We were just able to execute on offense and get the ball to the shooters, and the guys were hitting the shots.
I wanted to ask you one other question while we had you here, Coach. I know this is looking ahead past the Tri-Valley Championship, but I thought you'd be someone to ask. Just the quality and the depth of teams we're going to see in the upcoming Class D Boys Sectional Tournament. Can you just talk about that? Of course, we're going to see Delhi coming down from the MAC, as well as teams from the Delaware League and Tri-Valley, and just maybe what your expectations are for the upcoming tournament.
I think in the top 6-7 teams, any one of those teams can legitimately, you know, win Section 4 Class D. You know, Delhi's a quality team. I mean, they've gone through the MAC. I think they've got one loss, and that was against Sydney. Other than that, they've kind of run the table over there in the MAC, and you know, Stanford's playing real well. You know, they've been putting a lot of points up on the boards, and you know, they've only got one loss coming in. You know, Davenport in the Delaware League as well, and South Courtright's playing real well. You know, Bobby's always got his kids playing well at the end of the year. You know, and then Milford's in the mix there, and I think that, you know, you go down, I think Edmiston's going to be in the lower bracket, but Edmiston, I think, is a team that can come out of there and shake up things a little bit. So I think that there's 6-7 teams that can really win this thing.
Lawrence head coach Andy Carr, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight in the Tri-Valley Championship. Stay tuned for more. This is Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
It's Championship Saturday for the MAC and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all MAC and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Call 563-4311.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU. Federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. Halftime report at the Boys Tri-Valley Championship game brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Lawrence leads Milford 34-23. Let's recap the day for you. The BG girls win the MAC championship at 2 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, the Sydney boys win the MAC championship. Both the MAC games were against Delhi. And then at 6 o'clock, it was the Milford girls defeating the Lawrence girls for their first Tri-Valley title since the 2004-2005 season. And we're at halftime here at the boys' Tri-Valley game, Lawrence 34, Milford 23. They just announced the boys' first-team All-Stars for the Tri-Valley. Derek Beers from Franklin, Aiden Stabe from Morris, Will Ward from Milford, Jared Conklin from Lawrence,
Peyton Griffiths from Milford and Mitchell Barra from Lawrence. So congratulations to those guys. We've seen all of them here so far this year on WCDO. And a lot of those guys are in this contest here tonight. It's going to be really interesting. I think, you know, Milford has been taken out of their element here tonight. Lawrence is using size and speed against them. We heard Andy Carr, head coach for Lawrence, at halftime saying, you know, boy, he was worried about the speed here on the big court, but I've been impressed with Lawrence. They're really getting up and down the floor here and taking Milford out of their game. We do have a special hello to send out there from the LCS. That's the Lawrence fan group across the way here from me. I wanted to say hello to Tom Stevens, listening on the stream down in Florida, as well as Richie Weir. Guys, thanks for listening here. A big hello from the Lawrence fans. They all came over here and said, those are the two guys we want to say hi to. So Tom Stevens, listening down in Florida. Have fun listening here to the Leopards. Richie Weir as well, listening tonight here for LCS. So we'll be right back. Start of the second half coming up. Lawrence leads 34-23. I'm Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second half here between Lawrence and Milford Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence leads 34-23. The Leopards will go left to right to start things off here. Start of the third quarter. Lawrence is in the red with the white and the black trim here. Milford is in the home whites with the purple shorts and the black trim. Get it right inside to Mitchell Barra up, and the first half is just like the second half. As Barra puts it in, he's got 11, gets into double figures. It's Lawrence 36, Milford 23. Into the corner for Max Lang. As Milford goes right to left, and now it's stolen away. Tabor lost it. Monaco tips it away, and now the ball here to half court. Ball tipped out of bounds. Lawrence 36, Milford 23. 7:24 to go here, third quarter. Barra will inbound the ball for the Leopards. Barra into double figures, tied for the game high with Griffiths, 11 points. And here is Barra, top of the key, now for Conklin. Closely guarded here by Will Ward. Benjamin, far side for Weir. Weir steps in, back outside for Mitchell Barra. Back into the corner for Weir, three ball, got it. Boy, Mason Weir has had no problems with the rims here at Succo tonight. He's got 11, Lawrence 39, Milford 23. Here's Peyton Griffiths. He's going to step into a three ball. This one rattles out. Pulled down here by Lawrence. And this is Conklin to run the floor here for Lawrence. Conklin down the right wing. Back out for Monaco. Monaco, a little reverse layup off the mark. No good. Gets his own rebound. Takes it back up. Can't get it to go. Third try again. Won't go down. And Max Lang with the rebound. Here comes Will Ward. Will Ward stops, pops for three. This one off the back rim, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. Conklin will come away with it, but just got his tippy toes on the black out-of-bounds line, and the possession goes back to Milford. 6:27 to go in the third. It's Lawrence 39 and Milford 23. Griffiths will inbounds right in front of our radio table here for CDO. Thanks for joining us online, too, WCDOsports.com. Here's Lang, back for Griffiths, takes the pass, back to Lang on the outside, and now Griffiths will reverse far side, for Will Ward, for Blake Elliott. Now for Ward, as again they continue to work against this 2-3 zone. Ward to the far side for Max Lang. Dribble drive all the way to the hole. Couldn't get the layup to go. Out of bounds, but will stay here with the Wildcats. So it's 39-23. Lawrence has scored the first 5 points of the third quarter. Milford hasn't scored yet, and they trail here in the third quarter, and time is going to start to become their enemy unless they can get on a little run here. And now another steal by Anthony Monaco, and ahead, Mason Weir thought about the long pass, thought better of it, pulls it down, gets to half court. Here is Mason Weir. Top of the key for Conklin. Lawrence going left to right. Here's Weir. Almost pulled the trigger on a three, thought better of it, pulls it back down. Weir into the corner for Conklin. He shoots the three ball. That's good. Jared Conklin from downtown, and he's into double figures. He's got 10. Timeout for Milford. Lawrence 42. Milford 23. The Leopards are on fire here tonight. We'll step away. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:15 to go, third quarter. Lawrence on top, 42-23. In a game I don't think anybody saw coming here. Thought this was going to be a close battle. Here's Griffiths to the hole, and that's up and good. Can Milford spark a little run here? There's Griffiths. He's got 13. It's Lawrence 42, Milford 25. The Leopards are shooting the lights out here. We saw them beat Walton early last week, 82-39, so we knew they were shooting the ball well coming in, but this has really been a surprise here tonight. Conklin takes it to the hole, blocked away, and now an outlet pass. Blake Elliott dribbles onto it, goes up for the layup, and that's in. So Blake Elliott, his first 2 points of the night, and Milford with four straight points. It's Lawrence 42, Milford 27. Here's Mitchell Barra, top of the key, to the right side for Monaco. Monaco now dribbles it back out for Mason Weir. Closely guarded by Blake Elliott. And Milford has gone back to the man-to-man to try to cause some pressure. And now this one does cause some pressure. And Mason Weir with the walk turns it over. And Will Ward brings it in now for Blake Elliott. 4:15 to go, third quarter. Lawrence 42, Milford 27. Here's Griffiths in front of the Milford bench, right side as Milford goes right to left. Griffiths pulls up, thought about a jumper, kicks it back out for Elliott. Elliott now to the top of the key. Can the Wildcats get their offensive machine going? Dribble drive, gets it back out for Will Ward. He's into the paint. Back now for Max Lang. Left side, 360 to the hole. This one knocked away. Tabor goes up, puts it in. Six straight points now for Milford. Tabor has eight. It's 42-29 with 3:45 to go in the third. And here is Conklin. Top of the key for Mason Weir. Weir to the right side for Conklin again. Will Ward trying his best to keep Conklin at bay. Far side now for Mason Weir again. Down low for Conklin. Turnaround shot off the glass and in. And Jared Conklin puts it home. He's got a team-high 12 here for Lawrence. That's a tough man-to-man matchup as Will Ward is just giving up a little height and a little weight and a little size to Jared Conklin. And Conklin took him down low and was just able to put it in. It's Lawrence 44, Milford 29. 3:29 to go in the third, and Milford started to chip away. They had scored six straight points there. Conklin looking for the three-point play, misses the foul shot, but Monaco pulls it down. He's fouled as he goes up by Max Lang, and Monaco will go to the line. Monaco with 6 points, but he's been an absolute beast on the boards as well here for Lawrence. Everything going right here tonight for the Leopards. 3:26 to go, third quarter. It's Lawrence 44, Milford 29. Monaco to the line. First shot up and in. Monaco has 7, and Lawrence is by far having the best shooting night here of any team at Oneonta State today. Second shot coming for Monaco. He puts it up and in. 2 for 2 from the line for the junior, Anthony Monaco. Lawrence 46, Milford 29. Here's Griffiths. Passes outside for Paul Van Warner. His three ball is short. Ball is loose on the floor. Tabor takes it away, puts it up and in. Tabor with 10 points. And that was just a pure Charlie Hustle type play there. 46-31 with 3:05 to go, third quarter. Timeout here for Lawrence and head coach Andy Carr. Milford trying to chip away, but Lawrence staying strong will take a timeout. 3:06 to go in the third. Lawrence up 46-31. You're listening to Championship Basketball Saturday. I'm Nate Lull here on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. The last time the Lawrence boys won a Tri-Valley Championship was back in 2008-2009. Trying to break that streak here tonight. They lead 46-31 with 2:55 to go in the third. And here's Monaco down low. Blocked away, though, by Milford's Max Lang. Will Ward comes away with it. 2:45 to go, third quarter. It's Lawrence 46, Milford 31. And into the corner now for Max Lang. Lang outside the three-point line for Jake Tabor. Steps in, gets down low into the paint, falls over. And this will be a timeout for Milford. With 2:34 to go in the third. Lawrence fans wanted to travel as Lang fell over. But Milford will take a timeout. 2:34 to go in this third quarter. We'll keep it right here. Lawrence 46, Milford 31. And folks, I just got to say I'm surprised. I really thought this was going to be a dogfight, maybe come down to a last possession type game, maybe a 2 or 4 point battle. But I've just been so impressed here by Lawrence tonight. They're having a great night shooting the ball. And they're just spreading the wealth here. You look at Mitchell Barrow with 11, Jared Conklin with 12, Monaco with 8, Weir with 11, Benjamin with 4. I mean, there's just nobody you can key on, and they're shooting the ball really, really well. So nice job so far here for the Lawrence Leopards. On the other side, Griffiths with 13, Elliott with 2, Lang with 4, Ward with 2, and Tabor with 10 for Milford. So we'll get back underway. Milford with the ball underneath their own basket. Griffiths will throw one in here to Will Ward, top of the key. Now for Max Lang. Far side for Paul Van Warner, who's checked into the game for Blake Elliott of Milford. And Ward to the far side for Lang. Back across for Griffiths. Skips the zone all the way to the pin. Puts it in. Griffiths has 15. Lawrence 46, Milford 33. And we might see a lot more of that from Peyton Griffiths as he pretty much has his way getting to the tin here tonight against this Lawrence D. Now back the other way. Another three ball for Jared Conklin in the left corner. Boy, he's on fire, folks. Puts it home. Conklin has 15. Milford back the other way. It's 49-33. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. Here's Ward with a floater in the lane. He got it. And Ward has 4. It's Lawrence 49, Milford 35. Conklin brings the ball up the floor to the right side. Into the right corner, gets around Griffiths, kicks it back out. Here's Mason Weir for 3. He got it. Mason Weir with 14. Not much Milford can do. Lawrence just continues to hit the long ball. Lawrence 52, Milford 35. And Lawrence is shooting lights out right now. And now a steal for Mitchell Barra. Barra's tied up in the corner. Gets it out of the corner, but stolen right back by Jake Tabor. Tabor, a reverse layup, up and in. And Tabor has 12. So Milford trying their best to get back into this game, but it's 52-37. Here's Monaco, and he'll travel as he gets into the paint here for Lawrence. 1:07 to go, third quarter. Lawrence 52, Milford 37. And Lawrence just continuing to shoot lights out from downtown. We've seen everybody struggle all day to hit long shots. Not the case here for Lawrence, as Weir and Conklin especially are hot from downtown for the Leopards. Here's Milford going right to left. They get it inside again. Nice pass from Lang to Tabor, and Tabor puts it in. He's got 14. It's 52-39. And now a steal. And here's Will Ward down the floor. Goes up for the right-handed layup, and that's in. Will Ward has six. It's 52-41. And now another turnover on Lawrence. They tried to inbound the ball too quickly. Stepped back out of bounds. The turnover comes back here to Milford. Boy, you don't see that one very often. Again, just a little over-anxious. They turn the ball back over. Milford gets the ball in. Here's Max Lang for three off the mark. No good. So Lawrence 52. And now another steal for Will Ward. Tapped out of bounds and stays here with Lawrence. Mason Weir trying to motion to his guys to settle down. We just need to take a deep breath. 32 seconds to go here in the third, and Milford trying to chip away. Lawrence gets the ball into the backcourt, stolen by Van Warner. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line as he just got to that ball. And again, back to Lawrence, but some good hard work there by the senior Paul Van Warner. So now Lawrence gets the ball in with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. He picks it up, and we are now setting up the offense with 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off, third quarter. Here's Edwin Rivera for three. This one is short. Jared Benjamin the rebound. He puts it in. And Benjamin is there to clean up the mess. It's Lawrence 54, Milford 41. Here's Griffiths to the left side with 10 on the game clock in the third quarter. Dribble drive into the paint off the glass. Can't get it to go. And now Lawrence to half court. Can they get the shot off? They can't do it before the end of the quarter. So it's Lawrence 54, Milford 41. 8 minutes to go to decide this contest. Lawrence on fire. Milford starting to heat up, but is it too little too late? We'll see. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney. And now with a great Hawaii group cruise. With two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii. Staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. Lawrence 54, Milford 41. Milford with 8 minutes to decide if they can come back in this ball game and have a chance at repeating as Tri-Valley champions. If not, Lawrence has just been shooting lights out here tonight. Can Milford weather the storm? Here's Will Ward for three off the back rim, no good. And he just has not been able to find the range here tonight for the Wildcats. And Lawrence has the ball going left to right. Milford's going to try to bring some pressure. They get it to half court to Monaco, and he's fouled by Max Lang. 7:35 to go, fourth quarter, and Lawrence trying to get their first Tri-Valley Boys Championship since the 08-09 season. Lawrence will inbound the ball on the near side. It's 7:35 to go, fourth quarter. They get it into Conklin, who's been hot from downtown. He's got 15. Now back to the far side. This one for Mitchell Barra. Off the mark, no good. And here is Max Lang for Tabor, and now ahead for Will Ward. Now for Paul Van Warner. Three from the corner. Off the mark, no good. Conklin for Lawrence brings down the rebound. Weir ahead for the Leopards. Now for Monaco. Monaco to the right side. Passes back out. into the corner for Benjamin. His shot off the mark, no good. Another rebound for Conklin, pulls it out. Mason Weir for three. This one off the back rim. And Griffith skies for the rebound. Griffith is off and running here for Milford. All the way to the 10, and he's knocked away by Mitchell Barra. Barra back the other way for Lawrence. Griffiths wanted the call. He won't get it. Barra for Monaco. They get it down and low for Benjamin. He's up and good. Benjamin puts it home, and he's got 8 points for Lawrence. And it's the Leopards 56, the Wildcats 41. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. And here is Max Lang outside the three-point line, right wing. Up top for Griffiths. Back down low. Tried to go for Van Warner. The ball actually hit the rim. And Lawrence comes away with what I guess you would call a rebound, even though Griffiths was going for the pass. They get it across half court for Conklin as Lawrence goes left to right. Down on the right block, back for Conklin in the paint. He goes up. He's stripped of the ball by Jake Taver. And Milford looking to come back the other way. They trail 56-41. 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Griffiths. Far side for a three. Off the rim, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Max Lang will get there first for the Milford Wildcats. Lang into the paint, takes it all the way to the hole. It's blocked away, and Lawrence comes up with a loose ball. And here is Weir, ahead now for Monaco. Monaco to the 10, throws it up, and he's fouled, but we'll have a jump ball. Lawrence fans thought that was a foul. I did too at first, but the referee calls a jump ball. Possession will stay with Lawrence. Rockwell for Lawrence will come in for Barra. I believe Barra's just going to take a quick blow here, get a drink. Blake Elliott back into the ball game. Brian Atwell coming in as well, as Max Lang will go to the bench, as well as Van Warner for Milford. 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence 56, Milford 41. Weir will inbound the ball for Lawrence underneath the bucket. In for Monaco now, and he's fouled by Peyton Griffiths, who was going for the steal at the top of the key. That's the second foul here on Griffiths. 5:48 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence 56, Milford 41. Lawrence will inbound the ball into the left corner as they go left to right. Here's Conklin. Almost had his pocket picked there by Ward. Good hand slap. It was clean. Here's Weir, top of the key. Blake Elliott working on him. Milford in the man-to-man. Steal now for Griffiths, and he's off to the races. Will he try to dunk here? Goes up and puts it home for Milford. Nice little two-handed slam for Peyton Griffiths. Lawrence 56, Milford 43. I think Griffiths was just more concerned, rightfully so, to get that ball in. Nice little slam dunk. And now a foul at half court for Jake Taver. With 5:19 to go here, fourth quarter, as he tried to steal the ball away there from Weir at half court. So here's the team foul situation here in the fourth quarter. Milford with five, Lawrence still with none. 5:19 to go, fourth quarter. It's Lawrence 56, Milford 43. So Conklin will go to the bench now, too, to take a breather, and Barra will come back in. So Andy Carr just rotating those starters through to make sure they're all fresh as we head down the stretch. Milford really doesn't have much of a choice. They have to keep everybody in. Steal now for Peyton Griffiths. Goes up and lays another one in. 19 for Griffiths. It's 56-45. Now another steal for Milford by Griffiths. He somehow got back, stole it again. Outlet pass ahead here for Blake Elliott. 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Will Ward. Gets it back to Griffiths, who is behind the play, catching his breath. Passes down low for Atwell. Now for Taver, who puts it up off the back rim. No good. Milford just couldn't buy one on that possession. Lawrence 56, Milford 45. Wildcats doing everything they can to get back into the contest. Here's Weir at half court. We'll have a timeout for Lawrence. Andy Carr sensing his guys were in trouble. And here we go. We'll take a timeout. Lawrence 56, Milford 45. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO Sports.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online, nycm.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO. 4:35 to go, fourth quarter in our last game here of the evening. Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Lawrence shooting lights out tonight. They lead 56-45. Now Milford will come away with a rebound on the defensive end. They get it ahead for Will Ward. And Ward will bring it into the front court. Passes off for Peyton Griffiths, who has 19 here, a game high for Milford. Back to Ward to the far side. And for Blake Elliott. Blake Elliott back to the top of the key for Griffiths with 4:05 to go, fourth quarter. Steps in, passes over for Ward from downtown. This one rattles out. Boy, it was halfway down and popped back out. That would have been huge there for Milford. That would have brought it to 56-45, or 48, excuse me. Now it's still 56-45. 3:50 to go here, fourth quarter. Now a steal for Milford. Nice play by Blake Elliott to get it ahead to Will Ward. A reverse layup. Can't get it to go, but he's fouled and will go to the line. And Ward had Anthony Monaco sniffing right on his heels. Tried to fake him out with a little reverse layup. He's fouled, and Ward will go to the line. Lawrence 56, Milford 45. This would cut it back to single digits here if Ward can hit both. First shot coming for Will Ward. He gets it to go. So Ward has 7. He's averaging right around 11.5 a game. Second shot coming. He hasn't had his usual three-point shot tonight. Just hasn't gone down in it. I don't think that's his fault. It's just tough here at Succo sometimes. Second shot is good for Ward. 56-47 the score with 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Still a lot of time in theory here, folks. Lawrence to the far side with Mitchell Berra. Back across for Conklin. Conklin to the top of the key here for Mason Weir. Back for Conklin. Again, Milford in the man-to-man. 3.5 to go. It's 56-47. Mason Weir, far side. Three ball won't go down, and Griffiths with the rebound. Big possession coming here for the Wildcats of Milford. Griffiths to the top of the key, to the right side. Dribble drive, he gets tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession will stay here with Milford. And Griffiths was trying to do everything he could to get to the hole, and he got tied up there with Mitchell Berra. 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence 56, Milford 47. Griffiths will inbound the ball here for Milford at the left block. Max Lang back into the contest now. It's the starting five for both sides. Are in now for Lawrence and for Milford. So 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Griffiths quickly gets the ball in. It's slapped away out of bounds. So 1 second goes off the clock. And Griffiths will look to inbounds again. Still on the left block underneath the basket. Griffiths gets it in to Jake Tabor off the glass. Can't get the roll. Ball is loose and Lawrence comes away. Here's Mitchell Berra. Boy, Milford has had some chances in low and just haven't been able to get it. Ahead now for Berra, left side. Thought about a three, instead pulls it down for Weir. Weir to the left side again as Lawrence goes left to right. Dribble drive for Berra, kicks it off for Conklin. Down low for Monaco, he goes in, it's knocked away. Ball loose on the floor, we'll have a jump ball, and possession will stay here with the Leopards as it was Conklin and Max Lang tied up there. 2:49 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence 56, Milford 47. And so Jarrett Benjamin, just a sophomore, but one of the big guys here for Lawrence, will inbounds underneath the basket at the left block for the Leopards. Trying to get it in. Quickly does here to Conklin. Back up top to Weir. Clock is on the side here of Lawrence as they lead by 9. Monaco with a shot. Bodies flying everywhere. No call, and Griffiths will bring it up the floor here for Milford. Griffiths off to Ward. Ward thought about a three, back out to Griffiths. Three ball, can't get the rim to go. Ball is back out, Griffiths with the rebound. He'll go to the hole, this time he's fouled. He makes the basket, but they'll wave it off. They'll say it was on the floor. Oh, and the Milford fans wanted that one to count. He did all the work, couldn't get it to go. Foul was on the floor. That's only the second team foul on Lawrence here. in the second half. There's five on Milford. And now we're going to have a timeout called here by Lawrence. Lawrence 56, Milford 47, 2:26 to go. Boys Tri-Valley Championship will step away for 30 seconds. I'm Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Lawrence ahead by 9 with 2:26 to go. Fourth quarter, it's Lawrence 56, Milford 47. Milford will have the ball underneath their own hoop on the left block. 2:26 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence breaks their huddle. Both teams' fans on their feet here at Suco for our last game of the afternoon. Griffiths will inbound the ball. Quickly gets it to Max Lang from downtown. No good. Conklin the rebound. And the shots just have not been there when Milford absolutely needed them here tonight. Weir with a cross-court pass to Mitchell Barrett. Reverses it for Monaco. Right side. Monaco pulls it out with 2:10 to go, fourth quarter. Milford needs another stop. Down in low for Mason Weir. Is up and good, and Weir now has 16. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. It's 58-47, steal for Lawrence. Ahead for Conklin to the left side. Conklin goes up, knocked away. Benjamin is there to put it in, and Benjamin has 10. 60-47 the score, a minute 45 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Peyton Griffiths. He leaves it off for Paul Van Warner. Skips across the zone for Will Ward. His three from downtown off the mark, no good. Ball is out of bounds and goes back to Lawrence. Minute 33 to go, fourth quarter. And Lawrence trying to win their first league championship since the 08-09 season. They lead 60-47. Lawrence will get the ball in here to Jared Conklin. And ahead now for Mason Weir. They get towards half court, passing ahead for Benjamin. He pump fakes, and he's fouled on the floor by Max Lang of Milford. 1:23 to go, fourth quarter. It's Lawrence 60 and Milford 47. So that will be the fourth foul here on Max Lang. And Lawrence is going to take a timeout with 1:23 to go, fourth quarter. And they have a 13-point lead. We'll take a break for 30 seconds. It's Lawrence 60, Milford 47. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. Lawrence 60, Milford 47 with a minute 23 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence will have the ball at the left block underneath. They'll inbounds the ball with Mason Weir. Weir gets it into Jarrett Benjamin, who gets it back up top for Conklin. Conklin top of the key. With a minute 15 to go, fourth quarter, back over to Weir. Weir into the corner for Benjamin, and Lawrence doing a nice job of just running some time off the clock. Knocked away here by Max Lang. Lang to half court, brings it all the way down, misses the layup. Griffiths is there to knock it in. Griffiths has 21. It's 60-49, and a timeout now for Milford with 1:02 to go, fourth quarter. Lawrence leads 60-49. Folks, I just want to take this chance to list off some of our sponsors here, special sponsors that came out here to help out and sponsor our athletes this week from BG, Delhi, Sydney, Lawrence and Milford, SFCU, Amerigas of Sydney, Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, Jess F. Howes of Sydney Center, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Isabella's Pizza and Pasta in Lawrence, the Milford Booster Club, McDowell and Walker in Sydney, Afton, and Delhi, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and in Morris, Allison Oil Company of Andes in Delhi, the Lawrence Booster Club, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Scoville Mino Auto Group of Sydney, Bainbridge, and Oneonta, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Eaton and Griffith Law Office in Sydney, and Stacey Frazier, Associate Broker at Keller Williams, Upstate New York Properties. 1:02 to go, fourth quarter. It's Lawrence 60, Milford 49. 1:02 to go, fourth quarter. Now, Milford is really going to have to boogie if they can get a couple of steals. Everything would have to go their way. Will they decide to foul or will they go for the steal? Mitchell Berra in the backcourt. Under a minute to go now. As Conklin gets to the timeline at half court, just in time, had about a second to spare. And then Monaco is fouled as he gets it on the left wing side with 51 seconds to go, fourth quarter. So Lawrence 60, Milford 49. And Monaco will go to the line to shoot 1-1. And the Lawrence fans on their feet as Max Lang is going to foul out of the contest here tonight. Lang finishing with 4 points. And we'll head to the bench. Nice effort from Lang here tonight. Foul shot coming from Anthony Monaco, who has 8 points here tonight. Four players in double figures for Lawrence, and Monaco's right behind with eight. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Berra gets the rebound, puts it up. This one is short. Monaco the rebound. He puts it up, can't get the roll to go. And that will be a goaltending violation. 45 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And so Lawrence 60, Milford 49. Ball up the floor here for Peyton Griffith. Dribbled it off his own foot. Back the other way. Here comes Lawrence. And this is Mason Weir, and he's fouled by Paul Van Warner, and Mason Weir will go to the line. 36 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Ball was still in the cylinder on that last play when Monaco went up and tipped it before it went down, so they couldn't count that basket there for Lawrence. They still lead by 11, 60-49 with 36 seconds to go. I don't think anybody saw this coming here tonight. We thought it was going to be a tight game. Could have gone either way. But Milford has just not shot the ball as well as Lawrence. As Mason Weir misses the foul shot, there's Monaco. He's into double figures. So all five guys in double figures here will have a timeout for Lawrence. 32 seconds to go, fourth quarter. And Lawrence leads 62-49 here over Milford. So 32 seconds to go, and the Lawrence fans on their feet and cheering very loudly here for the Lawrence Leopards, again trying to win their first title since the 08-09 season. Just to recap the day, the BG boys, or the BG girls, excuse me, winning the MAC championship at 2 o'clock, the Sydney boys winning the MAC title at 4 o'clock, the Milford girls winning the Tri-Valley championship at 6. And now the Lawrence boys trying to return the favor here with 32 seconds to go. They lead 62-49. Milford putting in some of their reserves from the bench. As it looks like the Leopards will win a Tri-Valley championship here tonight. And they just shot lights out. You have to give them all the credit in the world. They're the only team that we've seen today that really figured out how to shoot in this building. Mason Weir, Jared Conklin, Mitchell Berra, all nailing shots from downtown. Here's Peyton Griffiths. He's got a game-high 21. Kicks it out. Long three here for Milford. No good off the mark for Jay Partridge, who's into the game. All seniors out onto the floor right now here for Milford. Here is Will Ward, a three from downtown. This one is off the mark. No good. Down to 12 seconds left. Partridge with the rebound. Can't get it to go. Lawrence a rebound. A long outlet pass ahead here to Rivera. Passes one over, but behind Caleb Kane. Out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, but Lawrence is going to win this contest here tonight. And boy, they're fired up over on the Lawrence Leopard sideline. 62-49 as Milford inbounds the ball, and that'll do it. The Leopards win against the Wildcats 62-49. Milford just couldn't come back. They clawed their way back into single digits a couple times, but a great effort here tonight for the Lawrence Leopards, their first title since the 08-09 season. We'll be right back with the post-game show with awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Again, the final, the Lawrence boys win 62-49. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here, folks. One last time here to SUNY Oneonta today as the Lawrence boys get their banner that will go back to the LCS gym. Their first championship since 08-09. And what a day for Andy Carr, inducted into the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame, as well as winning another championship here for the Lawrence Leopards. 62-49, the Leopards defeat Milford here in convincing fashion tonight. All five starters in double figures for Lawrence. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Lawrence, Mitchell Barrow with 11, Jared Conklin with 15, Anthony Monaco with 10, Mason Weir with a team-high 16, Jared Benjamin with 10. So the five starters all score. They're all in double figures. Huge effort tonight here for Lawrence. On the other side for Milford, they're led by 21 points from Peyton Griffiths. 4 for Max Lang, 2 for Blake Elliott, 8 for Will Ward, and 14 from Jacob Tabor. So again, 62-49, the final score. Let's do our awards tonight, starting off with our Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that award to Will Weir here tonight. As Weir finishes with 16 points, that's a team high for Lawrence. And Weir really just had it all together tonight. He hit some big three-pointers. He got off to a cold start, but really did a nice job of hitting some shots down the stretch. So 16 points gives Mason Weir. I have Will Ward and I have Mason Weir. So Mason Weir is our Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight here, brought to you by NBT Bank. Let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. We'll give that to Jared Conklin here tonight from Lawrence. I thought he played some very good defense. Got a lot of good rebounds. Jared Conklin, our NBT Bang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. The ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. 21 points tonight for Milford's Peyton Griffiths. He gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. So Mason Weir, our Outstanding Offense Award. Jared Conklin, Dynamic Defense. Peyton Griffiths, our All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Thanks for joining us for all four games here on Championship Saturday. A big special thank you to all our sponsors who stepped up to support all the different schools. Again, the BG Girls win the MAC Championship, the Sydney Boys the MAC Championship, the Milford Girls a Tri-Valley title, and the Lawrence Boys win here in the nightcap over Milford 62-49. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you for sectional basketball, folks. The schedule will be out next week, and we'll decide what games we're going to do. Check back to WCDOsports.com. That's where you can see what games we will do. We'll announce that as soon as we know all the matchups. So, again, Lawrence wins 62-49. Thanks for joining us here on WCDO Sports. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night.